following the simulation on Gimel, the Mishabura on Sif Hey, where the Mishabura Sif Katan Sadi Zion. In a case where the Ramah said if the food had not cooled, and it was, you were able to still benefit from the heat, so even though the goy heated it up, that's even hotter, so then you're allowed to eat it. Kim Shadayim Ruin Lecho. Even though the fact that you got benefit from the fact that it's warmer, it's still pretty yabid mutter. Without the heating of it, it's mutter. You still had the usage of it, of warmth. So the fact that it's hotter, that's not significant enough. They're going to give a knas. So he put it on the fire, which is an act of chazara. It wasn't garf, it wasn't kotum, it was every single way wrong. Since it was still warm, but yeah, but it's not usur. Okay. In case you had some type of a tops, I mean something which would be a cooked item, which is more like a liquid, and that was they were both cold, and he heated both of them together, and the tabshul was cold enough that it was not considered something which was really would be eaten that way, and therefore you're benefiting from what the goy is doing. So do we say that therefore since the meat is with it, which was usable as is, should be the fact that it's now sort of absorbed some of the soup or the gravy? It says no, that we don't say that. Okay. Okay. Now the Ramah said, therefore the noyig, that when they take the pots out of the tanner, they put them next to the tanner base of charif. You cannot tell the goy to heat the food for you. So therefore, what we do is we do this two-step process. He puts it by the Tana Beis HaKharev, which is that this heating unit they use to warm the home, before he's heating up that unit. Shows like a shumitzer kima shein shumayish batana. So putting the pot next to a cold stove is not a problem. Okay, because there's no fire there. Mashemat hachakach is a tana. If you're coming to say no, halkim beis HaKharev the shori, then he heats up the tana, which is to warm the home. That his main focus and interest is doing that. The shakol chol makes him pay him etzel sina because asking a goy to do the malacha, the raisa of making a fire for the purpose of an ill person is mutter. And since we are considered chol in regards to cold, kemosha kozim simonesh I involved. So that's going to be mutter to ask the goy to do. So asking him to light the fire, that's mutter. Now we'll see later on in Reish Ayin Vav, it's not talking about 60 degrees outside. It's talking about you lived in Poland in the winter, and the temperature was 0 degrees before the wind chill, you know, type of a thing. I mean, it's quite cold, so it's a person can get, even if it's not life threatening, but a person will get sick from it. The cold is significant enough; the person will get sick. So you can ask the goy to light the fire. So now, Balil Chama, his goal is not his main goal right now is to warm the house. Balil Chama is a tabshul.
Where did that concept come from? This Hakol Chol Meitzeltin. Where does it come from?
It's a Gemara. Yeah.
Interesting. Because Gemara is written in a pretty warm climate.
Yeah, but they have the
people die from heat too.
They didn't really have what to do about that. They had
no solution.
What would you like them to do? Turn the air conditioning? They didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a chum from Dine White. He talks about can you take the Gemara about. He says there's a Gemara, it's an Arab, I think. The Gemara says that Heat is worse than cold, because cold you can at least bundle up. What are you going to do with heat?
I was thinking about that.
So he wants to argue that if it's significant, it's really significant heat, the same heat you have the guy turn on the fire, you have the guy turn on the air conditioning. He passed like that halach lamai, so the Mechitz Yitzchak.
Passed that way?
Yeah, Mechitz Yitzchak passed like that. Now, Vav Gavi Psik Reisha, the Gavi Tavshul, Shenischam Memeila. So, Chartz Psik Reisha, yeah, he's turning on the fire for the purpose of warming the home, which that's mutter. But since the pot's there, it's going to get cooked or warmed, it's going to get heated, and that's a Psik Reisha. Kumalkam Amir Lag, and Yuli, the Habishus, that's my Meisel, or Mechrin and Kulihai, Mishori Af, Psik Reisha. So Mishabura says over here, we'll see in other places where it comes up again as well, that there's no dinner of Psik Reisha by Mir Lakum. So if what you're asking the guy to do is a Maisa which is Mutter, either because it's totally Mutter or because halakhically you're allowed to ask the guy to do that, the fact that out of that will come out another action which theoretically you cannot tell a guy, we're in the Tzadi test, Sukkot Tzadi test. So that's mutter. So I tell the goy, I left my light on in my refrigerator, and I wanted to ask the goy to open the door of the refrigerator. So even though it's a psik reisha, the light's going to go on. It's mutter according to Mishnah Berurah, because I'm not asking him to turn on lights. I'm asking him to open doors. So here, what the goy is doing is warming the home. He's not heating food. It's psik reisha, but that's not also by Mir Lakum. Okay. Now. The close is be'evolach, which is shetaner based on chorav shalonu. She'ein derek levashel b'chorav min lamal agav b'yataner. It's a type of an oven which is really made for just heating. It's not really made for cooking. L'chein nuchel loymar de'ein ikra kavanosa ha'ein yehudi b'hesek rak l'kam m'abayis v'levashel k'der sh'oim des min lamal agav b'yataner. So the way that was built, it was more like this thing into the. Wall of the house, and it was made for heating. It wasn't the, so if you want a meal, you put on top to cook, okay, but that's not your kavanah, because that's not what it's made for. People don't cook there. Okay, so that's what you could argue. Abel, but Tanurim Shakar in English, a kichen, but there was a type of a tana which was called the English one, which I'm assuming is something along the lines of a pot-belly stove. So besides that, to heat the house, it was made flat top, and you put pots there on top. People cook on top of it. So over here, you can't argue it's a psik reisha. I mean, he's heating up the fire in order to warm the house and cook whatever's on the stove. That's what the stove's function is. So that's not a psik reisha issue. That's not like opening the refrigerator door and the light going on. Opening the car door and the light going on. Where those cases of the Mir Lakum will be mutter. Over here, he's lighting the fire for two purposes. Whatever the purpose of the oven is, which is two purposes. So this whole answer is built on a scenario which we don't really have a comparable situation like that nowadays. Even by our woodburning stove is more along the lines of the English Akechem. Okay. Then he said, but a Jew obviously cannot do this. So obviously a Jew can't light the fire. So what does he tell him the Jew can't do? The Jew can't put the pot next to the oven, which the guy's going to light afterwards. So that's a question. Why is not? What's he doing? He's just putting the pot. He's right now. It's a cold oven. So you tell me, there's an issue of putting a pot near a cold oven. Like, what's the av over here? You can't put it next to or on top of this tanner before it's heated. So why is it oser? So the Mishnah Berurah, the habilei ke'echad noisan akdera vechad noisan aish to rishon potro will oser. Because the Morris has a case where you had multiple people involved in the cooking process, and one brings the wood, and one brings the pot, and one puts the water in, and one puts the food in, and one guy lights the fire. So the guy who lights the fire is chayiv, and everybody else is potter veloser. Which means even though right now I'm not really doing anything at all, but since you know it's part of this process, you're not allowed to be involved in the process, so also mirabonu. Masheng beir mir lehenihuri the shori the hoikir kavanos oy kavanosim lecham im habayis the shor. But Amir Lakim in that situation is mutter because his kavanah is not to cook the pot, like we said, it's to warm the home. There was in this oven, there was a place where they would could store things, and they could put a pot there, etc. So if the guard would put water there and then light the fire, Shemutah Yisrael Honus Mihem Elodiach Behem Kalim. So that water can be used for washing dishes. Or you can ask the guy to do that. We put the pot there. In our scenario, your mom is putting it there with intent to light the fire afterwards and heat it up. And still we said it's mutter because it's a two-step process. So if there's just like, there is a container which always stays there, which has water in it, which McLeod is not, nobody's trying to set up the subterfuge, for sure it should be mutter. The reason why you have water in this thing is that the heat shouldn't be too intense to cause the pot to burst, so they put water inside. If that's the argument, even if the guy put out of the water afterwards, because his kavanah is b'chal not to heat the water, his kavanah is to protect the pot. So it's right like a segregation type of argument. You can't ask the guy to do it. If the guy did it, it's not us. You can use the water. But again, the Jew cannot put the water in knowing the guy is going to add the fire afterwards and make a problem. So we're talking about there can't be any like oily substance inside the water. Neither v'hachi, because if there is, also lishbrach me'aroskim aleim mishum shemachas shuman b'havinelad. The dishes which have the grease which has congealed, you pour hot water on it. What's going to happen is that you're going to cause it to liquefy again. That's an act of nullah because she causes him shinchof sif yudalad. So, in a case where the plate, you know, any scenario where a person wants to watch, they're having a lot of guests for a night and again Shabbos day, and they need to use some of the dishes from Friday night to Shabbos day. So, if what they served was a fatty type of thing, it's going to congeal on the plate. Really, they should get it into the water before it really solidifies. They should try and get it back into the kitchen, into the water, before the fat solidifies on the plate. Otherwise, you have a problem. When you put it into the water, it's going to cause it to liquefy again, and that's also because of the oil.
Is that similar to, like, ice cubes? When if you use something, like if your soup was very hot and you throw an ice cube in it?
Let's finish this sentence and you'll see. We'll see what. So he says, what can you do? So if you're pouring the hot water on it directly, that's called you're liquefying it. If you put it there and after a period of time it starts to soften, you're not called you're doing anything. It's not immediate. So that they didn't answer because of Nolan. The case of putting it in over there. So the het over there actually adds. There's another kinesh to it because as it melts, it becomes absorbed immediately, and it's not nicker.
You don't see it,
right? But over here, you can see the fatty globules that you'll see. So that wouldn't help you for that. Okay. So Jew can't do this, but if the pots are, if the food is still warm, the Jew can put it outside of the tanner because it's not a makom bishul, so you don't need tanai chazora. Again, chama filo ain yatzal let us spend. So this issue is for bishul. According to the Ashkenazim, Ramah, as long as it's warm, even though it's not Yatzeletes Boy, but people would consider that warm, and they would feel that they're benefiting from the warmth of the food. They call that warm food as opposed to cold food. So then you're allowed, we hold Ein Bishul for Bishul. So there's no Bishul problem in that situation if it's even if it's warm still. So Mutal Adida Hamid and Eitz Latana. I feel Yisrael. I feel Lachash Osek. Even if the fire is going. Because it's the you're not doing Bishul. The problem is Chazorah. Chazal Tanara said Chazorah, you're putting in a place where nobody cooks. So next to the Tanner is not called, it's not a place where people cook. So there's no way to serve Chazorah. Eitzel Tanner, Misacharev. So next to it is Mutter. Our love on top, Mikoshke Misacharev inside of it, a saucer. Kim and Shannon Garbakotim. But that already you have a problem with not garbakotim, and there's a gzera over there, not just the Mexican Mavasho, the gzera that he might stir up the coals. So having it there before the fire is, so the Jew says, okay, great, I have this pot, no bishul problems because it's still warm. Put it on top, no fire there yet. The guy lights the fire. I didn't know anything. When I put it there, there wasn't a fire. Now the guy lit the fire. So the Mishnah no, because we're afraid that since it's not Garva Kotum, there's a Chashashi might be Mechata. So Mexican Mavashal Echer. It doesn't look like I'm doing that. The Bishop putting it. The Mexican Mavashal moment is when I put it there. I'm putting it there, there's no fire. How can Mexican Mavashal? There's no fire. It says, but every Chazara has in it also the Dine Shehiyah, the Chazal were afraid, Shem Yechata. Shem Yechata is not telling him putting it there, it's telling him being there. Right, every case of Shia, you put it there before Shabbos. What are the I put it there before Shabbos. So my action is before Shabbos. So I and Shabbos came in anyway. It wasn't my fault that Shabbos came. You know, like so. Terence says the answer of Shia wasn't on the act of putting it there; it's the act of being there, the state of being there, right? Which is the problem. Chazorah is the act of putting it there because it looks like you're doing an act of Bishul. So we say we don't. If it looks like just returning it, doesn't look like you're starting a new process. So people understand it's not really Bishul. It's continuation of where it was before. If it looks like it's a new thing, so it's a problem. But and then the Ron says that it's just because of Mexican Mavashal. But Shehiyah, the problem is Shem Yechat. Chazorah has a Shehiyah state, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says if the Jew's going to put it there before they light the fire, so he put himself into a Shehiyah situation. Because you might be mechata, so the fact that the goyim lights it afterwards doesn't help you. It's still going to be awesome. So you put it there afterwards. The only way you can put it there is you have to do some type of hacker that's like you know, like your cup the along the lines of a blech. You're covering the fire. You're putting a daf over there. Putting it there beforehand. Mishnah Berurah says, really, I hold a tzatzer. Minig Olam is to be mekel on it. Or better, the Olam is noig to be mekel. He says, I'll send you back to what I said before in Pei Aleph. And over there, what he said in Pei Aleph was that they should argue that the top of the oven functions like the hecker. He doesn't like it over there either, because really you should put another thing, because this is the normal place to put it. But they argued that since normally you don't necessarily cook over here, so then the top of the oven, this heating oven for the home, functions like the covering. So, but the car in a case where you're talking about a bona fide Malkum Bishul, then we don't have a Darlam as Noik Heter. So the Chazanisha was asked the following question. You know, the modern version of it is a person wants to set up his coffee brewer on a timer before Shabbos. So Shabbos morning, that you know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, the water's in there, the grind, the coffee grinds are in there, everything is ready to go. The timer turns it on Shabbos morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, and now you have this thing cooking. So I didn't do anything; the timer did it. The problem is the Hilchos Shehiyah, Chazal Aser, it's not a covered fire. That's the normal place that you cook it. It's called not called a covered fire. Right? So we said Dine Shehiyah, It's not what you're doing is you're doing a mice of having it in a seder shehiyah without a garf katzim. So you argue that nowadays this thing, there's no way to raise the temperature, lower the temperature. So that's a discussion with the person grapple with. You know, do we have such a heter? But the problem is the argument that you didn't do anything is the wrong argument, because like the Mishnah Berurah says, the issue is not the doing, the issue is the being. The state of you have this thing in your home on a fire, not in a situation of being there before Shabbos, just like you did Chazorah on Shabbos, right, into a state of not garvakatu. So how's that going to be mutter? So Chazni said, that's awesome. So this is one of the places where this Mishnah Berurah, this, you know, really it's a Magen Avraham, I think. Yeah. That's where the Chazon Ish goes on this Magen Avraham. Okay. So our smicha of Kirsha and a group of Ketuba is Mutter. Smicha to a tatar which is not garav kotim is the same thing as chazora to a tatar which is garav kotim. Karni spire that there's a minute to be makel b'chazora b'shabbos afilo nichka b'karka. So the mishmar b'hu inyam b'vneyatza. It's not a continuation of the last case. It's a new case. End of thought. New thought. You should know, by the way, we're makel on chazora. In a situation after you put it down on the gabi karka, it's over kehech the linyan of chazara gabi grufa nisbar leil the muta filah hinicham of gabi karka mikarim. The same way in a case where you're putting back onto a fire which is covered, where the minig is meikel even when you put it down on the karka. Who adin linyan lachs or release from chetzel tan or shenu gorv niskal yel filah mimido mukam gabi karka gamkin muta. So we're also this heter that we're saying that since it's only smicha. Or putting on top is equivalent to smicha because people don't normally cook there. And therefore it's mutter even though it's not garav katum, but it's mutter even though you put on the gabi karka. Okay. Siman reish nun dalet. Let's see the beer lach over here. The beginning of the sif brings the sugya briefly, and he says that you'll understand the whole the a lot of the simen better if you see the introduction. Let's see the introduction. Kadeshi is bar l'cho heitev dibrei machaber rab elu shtei asifim. In order that you understand the Mechaber and the Ramah in these first two Sifim, Adam Dibre Tosef Shabbos, Shehatik Dibre Gemara, Vapoyski Mitzor. There's a Sefer called Tosef Shabbos, that's the name of the Sefer. He quotes he writes a condensed version of the Gemara. I'm going to quote that his abridged version. Sidim Shash Yuchesim Beis. So the Gemara is going to talk about the. You're putting meat up to roast. So, why if you put raw meat up to cook in a pot, it doesn't cook by nighttime. It'll cook over the night, whether you do anything to it or not. So there's no chashash, you might be mechata, might disturb the coals. But the first point the Moore's going to say is when it comes to, that's talking about a case where you're cooking in a pot. But you're roasting, a person might stir up the coals because it could be ready by the nighttime. The barbecue can go quickly enough to be ready for the suda by nighttime. So Mora says, so the eitz is that you put inside of the oven and you seal the door. The Mora says, well, what's going to guarantee me you're not going to unseal the door? Right? So Mora says, because certain things, when you open up the door and you let the rush of cold air coming in, messes up the meat. So we're not worried about that possibility. Or alternatively, you seal the door with tit, so it becomes a big asik to open the door. And therefore, we're not afraid you're going to, by the time he realizes, we're afraid, he's not planning to lose, we're not afraid to lose, we're afraid to lose, he's going to forget. you know, if I make that, it takes 15 minutes before he gets inside, but then he'll probably remember, what am I doing? Shabbos, you know. So he won't do anything. So that's called shoring, that you smear it with mud, and they would seal the door with this mud, which would dry and seal the door, and be an asif to get it off afterwards. But that's certain types of animals, the Mor says, that influx of cold air when you open the door of the tanner makes the meat bad. So a person would not want to open the door to stir the coals because he knows that he'd rather let it cook more slowly over the coals which are there than stir up the coals and cook more quickly than open the door while it's cooking and end up with this meat that doesn't taste good. Bahasha the Marta, Komida the Kashile Zika, Lamagayale, any type of item which wind, I mean the air, the inrush of air when you open the door of the tanner, is bad for it, and therefore he will not open up the tanner. Therefore, the following halacha is true. The gad, if you're dealing with the meat of a gedi, of a goat, bein shorik, which means shetach be a tanner, betit saviv, even if, whether you sealed the oven door, bein lo shorik, even if you did not seal the oven door, sharper dummy. Okay? That is, if it's a gedi, if it's a young goat. So that meat is very sensitive, and any influx of air will damage the meat. So whether even though you have not sealed the oven door, it's mutter. The barcha, which is an older animal which is not affected by the wind, but behind a ways, so it's an older goat, but Bashorik, the door is sealed. Nami Shabradami, that's also a way to make a mutter. So it's anything which the wind is going to be bad for it, you're not going to open it. Anything which is sealed, by the time you open it, he's going to remember that it's Shabbos. But what about the following two cases? The Barcha will Bashorik, it's an older full-grown goat's meat, and the door is not sealed. Rav Yirmiyah also, Rav Ashi Shori. So Rav Yirmiyah said that's also because he might open the door, stir up the coals to cook this hard meat, and it's not sensitive enough to be affected by the wind coming in, and the door is not sealed. So yeah, if they open the door, but it's Loshorik. So Rav Yirmiyah says also. Rashi says even that's mutter, because the person of the camel like Rabbi Yirmiya, and therefore that case is also.
Oh, it's a bit low, sorry.
Where are you? Below Sharik? What?
Yes.
It's not sealed. It's not sealed with mud. The barcha, if it's from a barcha, which is a full grown goat, below Sharik, and it's not sealed.
Below Sharik.
So we pass on the like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Kabarka Gemara. Then the Gemara said like this. Rav Ashi says that I have my oven, I have this meat of a gedi, of an aes, which is not sensitive. So we're not. He doesn't have the heter that he's not going to open the door because he would open the door, and it's not sealed. So what Rav Ashi says, also, Rav Ashi says mutter. Even though it's not sealed, Rav Ashi says it's mutter. So Morris says, 1 second. You cannot put in food to roast before Shabbos unless there's enough time before Shabbos for it to roast before Shabbos.
What's lebeya?
Basar, Batzel, Ubeya. So the Mishnah gave three examples. Meat, an onion, or an egg.
Onion or an egg, an egg.
Yeah. So any one of those things, you cannot put it up close to Shabbos unless there's enough time for it to roast before Shabbos. So you see that it's not mutter. That's the worst question. Kamashani, Hasam, Bibisra, Agumri. It's talking about putting the meat directly on the fire. Adkan, that's the Gemara. Because unfortunately, the Rabbi Yirmi is not mimoyda the tirzel of himaskana. The Rabbi Yirmi also has that. That's the case. Because the Tosha is Rosh the Mitzli Ari. The whole thing you're talking about, it was roasting. The Lahaki Barchel Belashark is also. That's what we pass like Rabbi Yirmi, since it's a harder meat and it's not sealed. Also, even though it's raw, it's still also. By a pot which has raw meat, you're allowed to put it before right before Shabbos, because we say, because it can't get cooked in a timely fashion for the night meal. That's true when you're talking about cooking something in a pot, but not when something is roasted.
What did Rabbi Yirmiah say?
Yirmiah is the one which says the barcha will shark. Yirmiah says is also right. So why is it osir? Mishum b'tzli, but like there, mispashal meherashi yiroi lechila b'layla b'shem yechata. Because by tzli, it could get ready for the night time, and therefore there is a chashash, the person might be mechata, and therefore it's osir. Mehine ledasa mechaber haramav v'mechaber. The Shulchan Aruch's approach.
Well, it might not be ready before then.
It could become ready by case of roasting, and therefore the person might want to stir up the coals to make sure that it's ready. Whereas by when raw meat's in a pot, it will not be ready for the night meal. So and by the day meal, it'll be cooked even without doing anything. So why would a person want to intervene? It's worthless from a culinary aspect. Okay. Zat the Das Rama Mechaber Iker Tam the Shor Ben Bigdi Ben Beshark Ben Lashark Shnei Nutzarach Rak Lachimu Mismat Kach Lachashinan Shem Yechata Gdi, which is a soft meat, it's a young animal, does not need a lot of heat. So you're not going to want to be Mechata Shem Yechata Yischark. Without a Rabbi, if you're Mechata, it burns it. V'chein Afilo Hu Chutz Latanu Samel Chacholim Lekel Mechash Shem Yechata. So even if it's not in a tanner. Right. Even if it's not in a tanner, but you're not going to want to increase the heat. It has to cook slowly over the heat. In times that miyuhanu dafkim samrik l'kacholim abalim humunach l'kacholim mamish afbegadi azoster. But if it's directly on the coals, that's a problem. Kimish humunach l'kacholim mamish bevada enu kushes almash yishiskarik. If you put it on the coals, what are you doing? It's going to get roasted and hard. Apparently, you don't care. So you, punked, because you don't care, for you, we're worried about Shem Yechat. He just wants to get roasted quickly. Okay.
What if he puts it on top of the coals?
It was directly on the coals.
Yes.
Kashamunach, a kacholim mamish, and it's a vayyam mikamachem under soy, shori gamma das, we shall have the very simon, Mishnah Gimel, Tirlahu the Gabitabs, Mahani, Kamacham under soy, Kajbar Sham, Abutsli, Munachal, Kacholim Vari, Shori, Kashumacham under soy. Even though we said before, when it's not Garbakatim inside, when you're doing cooking, according to Shulchan Aruch, if it's not fully cooked, it's also to do shehiyah. But over here, it's mutter. Once it reached Michael ben Dursoy, the chigavim body lo yichata after Michael ben Dursoy, shechashel lepseida the sli sheyischar kima shekarnitzim kimachel ben Dursoy. It's cooked enough. If it's heated, if it's batsim edible, and you still stir it up right now, in case it's sli, you're going to end up with something burnt, not with something done quickly. So you're not going to do that. Okay, ubasar shor ve'ez. The older meat, shilu the Rambam mechaber the shari kishu tuach betit, who besagotana. The solution is inside of the oven, and the oven door is sealed with tit. Mitam the body lo yiftach atana the tchutuye. Shem yiftach atana yitakanas a ruach biiskasha abosar biyiposet. So they're learning that there is a chashash of damage to the meat, even in the case of older meat. So you're not going to open the door. Because they're going to the cutter, those that are in Miskasha, Imuchai, Lagamri, Shori, If the tzli is in a pot, so the liquid which comes out stays there, so it doesn't burn as easily. As opposed to when the tzli is directly just an open barbecue over the fire. So in case it's in a pot, you don't have this heter. We are concerned shem yechata. See, if it's totally raw, so you have the heter. If it's not, so then you have a problem.
What's miskasha?
Hard.
Burns.
Harden.
Hardening. Hardening from burn.
From the getting overcooked. Al mispasha ksas also filo imukli. See, kind of once it's a little bit cooked, it's also. So he might open it inside of the oven, inside of a pot. But since it's in a pot, the liquid, whatever liquid comes out, you didn't put any liquid in it. You're roasting it. It's pot roast. Sleek powder is pot roast. It's still a. So you wouldn't open the. So over there, since it will not be affected by the opening of the tanner. So the only way it's going to be mutter, if it's chai legamri, it's mutter. But if it's partially cooked, it's a problem.
It's what, legamri? Chai?
If it's chai legamri, yeah. I can finish this before tomorrow. Let's hold it here. I'll pick up.